Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Yes, here we go.
Breakfast on Midlands 103 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Welcome to week 3 of the podcast here on Breakfast with Peter Dunn. Hope you're well. Hope you enjoyed the other two. This week, you're going to hear all about one of the most controversial things I've ever covered on radio. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no? What's your opinion? Well, we put it out to the good people of the Midlands. We wanted to find out, for once and for all, is it acceptable to have pineapple on a pizza, yes or no? And you'll find out what the results were very, very soon. We'll talk about what makes dads grumpy all across the Midlands as well. I want to play you a scary noise. Imagine this scary noise, okay? When you're lying in bed about 4 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to believe what it is. And there's an interesting job coming up. Again, this week, I'm going to apply for it. Don't forget, you can get the show live in full on Midlands 103 from 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. And of course, you can get it on the free app, you can get it on the website, blah, 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 midlands103.com. Enough nonsense talking. Enjoy the podcast.
Can't believe we're back at this argument again.
Peter.
Come on.
No, you come on.
Have you tried it? Yes, I have. Years ago, and it's disgusting.
Have you tried it recently?
No.
Peter,
no.
You're a grown man now. You need to replenish your taste buds.
No.
You do?
I refuse to.
It has to happen.
I'm going to stomp my feet and throw a tantrum.
Just like a grown man would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you have it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not having it. No. And Gordon Ramsay can do one because he's wrong.
He's not going to like that.
He's wrong.
He's not going to like that, Peter.
He's lost his edge. That's why he's now putting pineapples on pizza. He lost his edge. Come
Peter,
on.
You're going to get us in trouble.
No, I'm not.
Look, we've talked about this before.
I'll take him on.
You can't take on Gordon Ramsay.
I will. Out in the car park now, Gordon. Me and you. Sleeves up. Let's go. Have a listen to this.
Nice, okay. Dog. Make it nice and thin, Chris. Okay, good. Mozzarella. Yeah, good. Not pineapple. Hammer pineapple. Hold on. Wait a minute. I recognise that oven. No! It's my restaurant. No!
Nah, he's gone soft. He's
well,
gone
look,
soft.
No, Peter, I'd say what happened was, right, just like you, the last time he had pineapple on pizza was when he was 7 years old and had the taste buds of a child. He reached whatever age he is now, decided, you know what, I'm going to try it again, just had pineapple on pizza and realised it's a grown-up's meal.
No.
Which is what you need to do.
No, he's gone soft. As simple as that. He needs to cop on to himself and take that pineapple off the pizza. Nobody should be eating pineapple. Like, you wouldn't put apple on a pizza, would you? You wouldn't put strawberries on a pizza. Why would you put pineapple on a pizza? Seriously.
Peter, it adds to the flavour. It,
no, it
complements the rest of
it
the pizza.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It argues with the tomato-based sauce.
It does
with
not.
The amount of acid both of them have on the pizza. I've studied this, Cameron.
Peter, they are the best of friends, tomato sauce and pineapple. You should know this.
No, they're not. No. They're like me and you. They can't agree.
Look,
simple
Peter,
as.
I'm afraid it has come to this, but I'm going to have to tie you to that chair and force feed you pineapple on pizza. And I'm going to make you take a lie detector test afterwards so you can't lie and say it's not good because it's fantastic.
Not happening. I'm getting onto human resources right now. Not happening.
Was that you knocking on the door?
It was, actually. How'd you know? You heard? Yeah, there you go.
You
hello. Cameron Clark, if I see you eating pineapple on a pizza, I'm ringing the guards.
I'm going to do it in front of the window that lies between the studio and the newsroom. And I'm going to look you in the eye the whole time I do it.
Be like a scene from Clockwork Orange or something like that. Yeah, no, not happening. No, the good people of the Midlands, take the pineapple off your pizza. Don't ruin it.
Peter, we need to get a poll up somewhere.
I think so.
Yeah.
We need
an answer to this.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, let's do it tomorrow. Okay, what do you think?
Only adults can vote because they have grown up taste buds.
No, we don't discriminate. Kids can vote too. No problem with that whatsoever now.
Okay, get the poll up. Right, we're going to have our answer once and for all. And I'm going to be right. And even if I'm wrong, I'm still right.
No. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Simple as. Well, you're wrong anyways. You know, even if you're right, you're still wrong. So it's simple
great.
As. No pineapple on a pizza. People, please. Come on.
People, please text in. Tell Peter. He's a fool.
No.
A fool.
No, don't listen to him. We should go on Midlands today. And we should debate this. You know what I mean?
Is it going to be like this debate?
It could.
Just
it could be
shouting
like,
at each other on the air.
Yeah.
Well, it'd look, I think it should happen.
Yeah, it'd be like two political parties.
I wonder if we can get Gordon Ramsay in.
Yeah, I know he listens.
He's my expert.
Yeah. No, but he's gone soft, though. That's the thing.
You got to stop saying that.
No. Yeah.
What if he shows up? Then what?
Well, I told you. Me and him out in the car park. We'll sort it out. It'll be grand.
But Gordon Ramsay is a very large fellow.
Yeah, but he's gone soft. Okay, so it's fine. I don't mind. It's like his pizza dough because of all the pineapple on it. Simple as. Right, let's do this. Let's come up with a definitive answer tomorrow.
Okay, get the poll going.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no? The incredible U2, with or without you, Midlands 103. It's breakfast. Good morning, Peter with you. So what do the stars of X Factor, The Neighbour's Cat, EastEnders and Unexpected Callers have in common? Well, did you guess it? They're among the top things which make dads grumpy, according to a new survey. Always being treated like a taxi service, featured, and almost a quarter of dads admit they're always cranky, while another 73% reckon they're becoming more so as they get older. And it's not a privilege of old men either, as dads are at their most grumpiest at the age of 39. Oh. So luckily for families though, 62% reckon they're at their most grumpy during the working week, coming out of their mood in time for the weekend. And if you want to catch dad on his most awesome, then on holiday is the best time, followed by the evenings and the weekends and when playing with the kids. There you go. So if you look for something from dad, make sure it's the weekend or the evening or when he's happy. Make him a cup of tea, then ask him, you know. So what are the top things which make dads grumpy? At number 10, the kids arguing. Yep. At number 9, planning and costs of family activities. True. At number 8, X Factor. Wouldn't bother me as much, you know. At number 7, not spending time with family because of work. Definitely. At number 6, your football team losing. Oh, yeah. I could be in a mood for days on end after that. But anyway. At number 5, cold callers in the evening. Especially when your football team is playing. And a cold caller, somebody's knocking at the door, you know. Nah, yeah, grumpy Bill. At number 4, general bad manners. Yeah, look, manners cost nothing, okay. At number 3, bad drivers. I think we can all agree on that. At number 2, traffic jams. I would go out of my way to drive longer, as long as I don't get stuck in a traffic jam. And at number 1, what's the number 1 thing that make dads grumpy? People leaving the lights on. People leaving the lights on. Who left this light on? Who left this on? That's a waste of electricity. It's bad for the environment, it's bad for your pocket as well. Who left the light on? It's ridiculous. Oh. I think it was me. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. The Cars Drive, Midlands 103. This breakfast is Peter Dunn with you. Good morning. Good morning. I think we've all been through it where you're maybe lying in bed at night, or it could be the late hours of the morning, and you hear a noise and you go, what on earth is that? You hop up out of bed, you run around, have a look around the house, and nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And I'd say 90% of the time, we don't figure out what them noises were. You know, it could be anything. But how about this? You're lying in bed at night, conked out, away with it, and then you hear this really unusual noise coming from downstairs and you think, oh my goodness, what is that? The house must be haunted. Well, what do you think? What is that noise? Do you know what it is? It's actually a door. It's somebody's kitchen door that makes that noise. I kid you not. Have a listen to the start. Okay. You would think it's a banshee, wouldn't you? Honestly. Somebody's opening the door downstairs and you go, oh my goodness. It's gone, it's only the door. It's only the door. The door does that. Then you have to think to yourself, oh, hold on, who's opening the door? Let's do this. The big, big question. Do the good people of the Midlands put pineapple on their pizza or not? For me, it's a staunch no. No, 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 no. Cameron, on the other hand, what do you think?
Well, Peter, I think there's really only one answer. It has to be yes.
No.
Well, we'll let the people decide. Because you're wrong. And I know it in my heart.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish that sentence.
Right? No. Okay. That was my sentence.
All right. Kind of left us hanging there for a sec, Cameron. No, that's okay.
I don't have the results, Peter.
No. But the people of the Midlands have the results. Let's have a look at this, okay? Peter, I'm with you all the way. It's a big no for me from Aisling. And Aisling said no 5 times. So I think that counts 5 votes, okay? Pineapple on pizza, no, said Rachel. Oh God, yes, it's fabulous, said Cecilia Mullingar. Yes, said Linda Coyne. Peter, you're supposed to put all fruits on pizza. I have mango on mine from Christina. Christina, stop it now, stop it.
Peter, I have to point something out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato, the sauce that is used in pizza.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, but you wouldn't put it in a fruit salad, would you?
Tomato? Do you not put tomato? I don't eat salad.
No, you wouldn't.
I eat pizza.
No. Teresa Mullingar said yes. PJ said yes. No to cooking pineapple. It ruins everything in cooking. Hi, Peter. Ruth and Kira from EduFit. It's a double yes from us for a pineapple on a pizza. Great show. Ruth, you're supposed to be a nutritionist. Come on. You're supposed to back me on this.
And she knows. It's the best decision. Peter, you're being outranked here.
I am. Bernadette thinks so as well. Yes, pineapple on a pizza. Trish said yes. A definite no, said Avril. Gino says no pineapple on pizza. That's final. You crazy if you do. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a serious response.
Mary Mullingar said definitely pineapple on a pizza. Anne said yes. John said yes. Duncan said pineapple on pizza, no. What's next? A battered Mars bar. Jerry
Great
Mullingar.
Argument.
Said the kings of pizza are the Italians, and they said no to pineapple on a pizza. Mary Claire in Tullamore said yes. No, Peter. Sarah Natalone said yes. Absolutely yes, said Trish. Yes, said Lorraine. Yes, said Dave. No. I do believe it's squeaky bum time for the no to pineapple party from Dave.
It's in the dictionary now. You're allowed to say it.
Yeah, you're allowed to say that. Carmel said no. Yes, said Sandra. Yes, said Hilda. Kevin said definitely. Yes, said Ina. Mary in Port Arlington said no. Good morning, Peter. No pineapple on a pizza from Jackie and Mullingar. Sarah.
Peter, I haven't been keeping track of the yeses, but
okay.
It sounds like there's a lot more yeses than noes.
Yeah, well, what's our result online, Sarah?
Well, social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for you, Peter.
No.
Be honest.
Yeah, I knew it.
We've got a couple of noes. Last night, some no's came in. No's are night owls. I don't know. But
right,
more no's
okay.
came in overnight. But we had yeses. Amy said yes. Amy has actually said yes twice.
Okay,
so
that
I'm
counts.
I'm going to count those as you counted
as
those.
A double
ones.
Negative. So,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Again, Imelda says she loves cheese and pineapple on pizza. Pineapple and ham the best, says Vincent.
No.
And then Linda said, I love pineapple on pizza, but the rest of my family think I'm crazy, but we can't count them.
Yeah, because we don't know how many there is.
Yeah,
could only be one person.
It's a big family. Yeah, I know them well. Yeah, we should count them.
Sabrina said yes, 100%.
Yeah, sorry, well, that's my sister, so I disown you. How dare you? How dare you?
I will say there was quite a nice conversation between Cameron and I feel one of your friends.
Oh, one of my friends. Yeah, he went against me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he betrayed me, just like your sister.
I like him, actually. Yeah, he's sound. Betrayed I always said he was sound. Yeah.
But Cameron cut him down.
I did.
You are wrong. And should we go to the actual poll?
Yeah.
Because I think that's where we get pretty much what we all know.
There are definite results.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
39% to no, Peter. Sorry. 61 to Cameron.
Oh, hammered. That's what I'm talking about. The people of the Midlands are always right.
It's a yes for pineapple on pizza.
And on text, it is 59% yes, 41% no.
The people of the Midlands, they're always right.
I am shocked.
No.
I am shocked because I didn't think, I thought it'd be no to pizza.
Yeah, well, normally it's like, you know, pineapple on pizza is the weird thing.
Yeah.
But now, Peter, it seems like you're the weird one.
Yeah.
I'm not weird. You're all weird. You're all weird. Every single one of you, except your no voters, are all weird. That's it. Simple as.
I'm probably more weird because I don't like pizza at all.
Oh, yeah, you're very...
Oh, Sarah, don't admit
count,
that on
Sarah.
Air.
You don't count. Simple as.
Oh, you're not supposed to count. You're not supposed to say things like that on air.
It's giving me indigestion. I'm telling you, the thoughts of pineapple on a pizza is now giving me indigestion. It's just,
well,
I can't have it.
I think for my prize, you should be forced to eat a pineapple pizza.
Don't tell me you have a pineapple pizza on you.
Well, no, given that it's 8:30 in the morning, okay. I haven't found anywhere to serve a pizza this year. And I wouldn't subject you to eating cold pineapple on pizza, so I wouldn't be able to get it the night before. We're going to have to find somewhere. Any 24-hour pizza places out there, they should be able to hook us up.
I didn't know there was going to be a forfeit. If I'd known, I probably would have put more work into my campaign.
Peter, I feel like your campaign had nothing to do with this.
No. Clearly it didn't.
You're just wrong.
Right,
Cam
okay.
didn't campaign either,
no.
except for Berete's friend
yeah,
online.
But I was already winning at that stage. Mm, yeah.
Right, okay.
That was just cutting down a traitor for what he is.
Right, okay. I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. I'll do it. I'll eat my words, literally.
You're going to have to do it.
Okay.
Sarah, okay. We're going to need you involved in this. We need a video of Peter.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch his face, and he's going to try and lie and say it's not great, when really he's going to love every second of it.
That's a great twist. You know, I actually love pineapple on a pizza, and I just want free pizza.
Just to get a free pizza. Yeah. The great plot of 2022.
Because have you actually tried it? Or is it just the thought of it that you're saying?
He tried it when he was like a child.
Yeah, I tried it when I was younger.
He was like six.
Horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, no,
taste buds grow. I didn't like red wine when I was younger. Not like it
all, but now I like it. Well, I'm glad.
How old were you when you tried red wine, Sarah? right, okay, I'll put my money where my mouth is. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Great idea.
Right, okay, yeah.
I think we should shake hands.
Next time, I'll keep my ideas to myself. Thank you very much. Yeah, right. Cameron, Sarah, get out of the studio. Get out for getting me in trouble. Right.
Well, I'm always grateful in victory, Peter, but you lose.
No, you're not grateful. No, you're not. Goodness me. Anyway, thank you very much, guys, and we'll see where this goes. How's that?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Once again, Peter, you're a loser.
Thank you very much, Cameron. You fought a good campaign.
I did.
Well, actually, we should treat it like the Nice Treaty. Do you remember the Nice Treaty?
I don't.
Well, everybody who voted no to it, we said, vote again. Go on. Vote again. And we eventually got it through. So we might do that. We might do... No, okay. You're staring at me. Okay. Right,
you
okay.
Accept it.
That sounds like another voting thing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved, Midlands 103. Is Peter Dunne with you? Good morning. So Miriam Margolyes says Arnold Schwarzenegger deliberately did what in her face? Apparently, he farted in her face. There you go. Here on Breakfast with Peter Dunne, I bring you the latest important breaking news from the world. Now, the Harry Potter and Call the Midwife star made the claims during the filming of the horror movie End of Days. And she was speaking on the I've Got News For You podcast, where she said this.
He farted in my face. Now, I fart, of course I do, but I don't fart in people's face. He did it deliberately right in my face.
I'm sorry, I got that. No, it's not nice. It's not... Arnie, come on. You know, did you not listen to Midlands 103 News? We have to conserve gas, you know. Actually, I hope when Arnie farted in poor Miriam's face, he didn't say this.
I'll be back.
Here he is, Tom Grennan, a little bit of love, Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunne with you. It is breakfast. Good morning. So Aldi is launching a nationwide hunt to fill its new beer taster role. The successful applicant will review the supermarket's ales and lagers, so budding beer tasters will need to send a 150-word email saying why they think they should be chosen, as well as outlining which is their favourite beer and why. So Aldi says, we're looking for someone with passion and excitement when it comes to craft ale, but who can honestly review our range and provide suggestions as to how we might improve it. For beer lovers, it's the the ultimate opportunity. Applications are opened until August 29th. There you go. Not a bad old job, isn't it? Actually, I tell you what, never mind writing into them. I'm going to do an audio message to them right now, so just bear with me. I know I should be doing a radio show now, but this is an important opportunity for me, I think, so bear with me now. Let's add some music, maybe. Yeah, that sounds nice. I like that. Dear Aldi, further to your advertisement for a beer taster, I would like to apply for the vacant position. I have vast experience in beer tasting, and I am keen to share my experience with you. Oh, excuse me. I would also like to expand my experience of coupling beer with various crisps, which you should also provide. Sorry about that again. I would also be keen to explore how you order way more food than you need at 4 a.m, how to flag down a taxi, and how to try and talk sober without making you sound like a complete idiot. Now, I look forward to your reply. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Big shout to Mandy and Mick tuned in on the way to work today. Fair play to you guys. I love that picture you sent in. The picture of Midlands 103 on the car stereo. Looks good. Cameron Clark, where are you going? What? He's sneaking away on me. No, hardly. Hardly. He did not. No. No, you can hang on to that, Cameron. No. No, no. No, I wasn't serious. No, I wasn't serious. I was joking.
I brought something in for you today.
No.
What do you mean no?
That looks suspiciously like a pizza box.
That is exactly what this is.
Oh no.
Pizza. This is in this box right here.
No.
Is a pineapple pizza.
No.
We made a deal.
No. But I've decided to renee on the deal.
You can't renee on a deal.
I can. Yeah.
We had a competition. You lost. It's time to eat your punishment.
No. Okay, I've thought about it, and no, I'm not going to do it.
You can't say no.
I can.
You can't. You absolutely cannot say no. This has to happen right now.
No. Okay, it sounded like fun yesterday, but now that I think of it, no. Well, I'm not eating pineapple on a
Peter,
pizza.
Peter, if you remember, the first time we brought this up earlier in the week, I told you I would tie you down to the chair and force feed you if I had to. That offer is still on the table, but I would prefer if you took your punishment like a man and ate your pizza with your own hand. Now stop being a child and eat your pineapple pizza.
No, I can't. I can't. I've tried. I've thought about it, Cameron. I have indigestion here. You see there, thinking about it.
Peter, do you know how hard it was to get a pizza at 8:30 in the morning?
In fairness, to the good people of Papa John's, fair play to you. That's amazing.
Yeah,
pizza
it was very
at
difficult.
8 in the morning.
And you're going to try and just not eat it. No, that's not on.
I'm kind of conflicted because my kids have sent me a message of support. Okay.
Telling you to eat it, I hope.
Well, have a listen to this.
I want Daddy to eat it, the pineapple on the pizza. Daddy, take the pineapple off the pizza and throw it into your friend's lunch.
There you go. I have to take the pineapple off the pizza and throw it into your lunch, Cameron.
That won't happen. Supermax and Papa John's have brought us this delicious pizza, and you were going to eat it in its entirety with the pineapple on it.
No. I'm going to pout like a child. It's not happening. No.
Well, it's fairly on brand for your childish taste buds, but it's time to eat the pizza.
I'll look at it, and that's it.
Here you go, Peter.
Yeah.
Look at it. Look, it looks absolutely divine.
Well, there's a garlic dip with it.
There is.
I don't know about eating garlic at half. No, I'll eat garlic at 8:30 in the morning.
But Peter, yeah. Now I have a second surprise for you.
Okay. Right. In fairness, it does smell delicious. In fairness, what's on it? We have pineapple. We have mushrooms on it as well. Okay. Oh, nice thick base. I like it. I like a thick base. You know that. I like a thick base at 8:30 in the morning. No, not happening.
Eat the pizza.
No.
You lost your bet. Now eat the pizza. Don't be a coward.
The bits are looking at me. They're mocking me. It's disgusting. Delicious. Very nice. Yeah,
the pineapple.
Gorgeous.
You didn't eat the pineapple.
Nice.
Are you trying to hide it behind the screen? I have a spy in the corner. She just told me you didn't eat it.
Right, okay. Okay, I have to say, in fairness to the good people at Papa John's, the pizza is delicious. It is very, very nice. There, I'm after biting into some ham and mushroom.
Well, now bite in some pineapple.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Seriously?
Yes, you lost the bet.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm shaking. I'm just, because this is... Okay, you ready? Okay.
Delicious. Stop behaving like a child and give us the truth.
Okay.
I want you to be completely honest, okay? Completely, entirely honest. Give us a scale, 1 to 10. How good is it?
The pizza is good. As I said to you, the pizza is delicious, but... I don't know.
Come on. We need a number, Peter. 1 to 10. And it better be a 10.
No, pineapple pizza, 10 out of 10. Pineapple and the pizza, 2 out of 10.
Ah, it's not a 2. That's a lie.
It has to be a 2.
You're exaggerating.
Yeah.
It's higher.
No, it's not. Okay, it is not as sweet as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
In fairness, it's not. I thought it'd be like crazy sweet. It's not as sweet as I thought it'd be. Not the worst thing in the world. But it's still pineapple and a pizza, Cameron.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, because you took your punishment like a man, like the big loser you are.
Thank you.
I brought you a second pizza.
Oh, okay.
Now, Supermax and Papa John's, they've given us another.
No way.
Yeah. And I think you're going to like a little bit more what's on this one. Now, I'm going to bring it over to you, okay?
Okay. Okay. Now, I'll just close over the pineapple pizza.
Don't worry, that'll be getting eaten as well.
Okay, what do we have? Ooh, pepperoni pizza. 8:30 in the morning. Get in there.
Now, that's because you were such a good sport.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, Cameron. You're very good to me.
It has to happen. But you really have to thank Supermax and Papa John's for this. They
absolutely
made this happen. 8:30 in the morning.
Not easy.
Not easy.
Wow. Fair play. It's piping hot. It's fresh. It smells delicious. We're going to dig in. What do you think?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I'll have this. You can have the pineapple on the pizza one. I'll have this.
I think we need to line up some songs.
Yeah, I think so. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.